Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I have some things I want to say. Folks, I want to say that it's time that we tell the truth about the minimum wage. Before any product or service is offered, as you know, before we can offer anything to a customer, the price must be determined. What are we going to sell it for? The foundational element of this calculus, that price, are costs. What does it cost us? And all those costs include the factor of labor. In a free market economy, all elements of cost are determined by the marketplace. What will somebody sell it to you for? And what are you willing to pay in a true free market economy? But in the U.S., we don't have a true free market economy because there are mandates and subsidies imposed by the federal government. You know about those, and one of them is the minimum wage, a federally established minimum wage where the government sets the price for one of your cost factors at a certain price. And unfortunately, raising the minimum wage is being proposed again, and it's probably going to be a part of the debate of 2016 presidential elections. When the government is involved, politics, not reason, is the motivation, which isn't so bad when the issue is politics. But politics has no place in what businesses pay for their cost factors, especially labor, which is often, for many people, labor, their payroll expense is the largest cost factor that they have. So why would politicians have no business determining that factor? When proposed, the national minimum wage originally was never some great egalitarian blow for the working man. It was never intended as to be that. Many people think that that's what's going on, but the truth is it never was originally, and in my opinion, it still hasn't been. It became a law. The minimum wage became a law in 1938 as a cynical protectionist move by the congressional delegation of Northern textile industry folks, primarily Massachusetts, were the leaders. And they were against their Southern counterparts. The minimum wage was designed to go against Southern counterparts whose lower market-based labor costs made them more competitive. So it was literally a protectionist move to cause the Southern states to by fiat, raise their prices so they couldn't be as competitive as they were against the northern folks. It wasn't for the little man. It was for these textile companies. Today, the minimum wage has become a political wedge issue of the cruelest type. It really annoys me when I hear people talking about raising the minimum wage and using it as a wedge against another party, because research shows that each increase actually hurts the segment it purports to help, especially younger entry-level workers, like teenagers and minorities. The primary reason, I mean, you've probably seen all the research on this. It's clear. The primary reason for all this, that the reason it hurts them instead of helping them, is that for decades, employers have controlled the impact of an increase by reducing entry-level positions using various organizational steps. Might be overtime, maybe some other means, but they could actually get around hiring new entry-level people. And today, we even have more advantages because we have technology. Technological advances have given all employers an increased ability to forego entry-level hires in favor of low-maintenance, non-taxed innovation and devices and software. Kiosks, right? When you check out at Sam's or Costco, or when you get your your boarding pass at the airport in a kiosk. Those companies are avoiding an entry-level worker. The result of two of our recent online polls reveal how these options manifest on Main Street. When we ask about their attitudes toward the minimum wage, what do you think about the minimum wage? 82% of small businesses said the government should not be setting wage rates. They do not like the minimum wage. But when we ask how a minimum wage increase would impact their business, 76% said not at all. It wouldn't impact it at all. And the reason was for the lack of concern by the sector that doesn't like the minimum wage is likely because A, they're already paying more than minimum wage, and B, they have legal ways around it to the disadvantage of the unskilled, increasingly unemployed worker. So far, we don't have to pay, we don't have to hire people we don't want to hire. And we have ways around it. That's the reason why minimum wage is not as big a deal as it used to be. But it is still hurting the lower wage worker. An important goal of most businesses is growth. But adding payroll expense to achieve it is no longer a given. We don't automatically have to add more people to grow our businesses anymore. So far, as I said earlier, so far we're in charge of the decision to add workers or use other means to achieve growth. Nevertheless, increasing minimum wage does cause problems for us. An arbitrary increase distorts all wages as it becomes the new base from which other workers measure wage progress. If a small business adjusts all wages up in response to a minimum wage increase, expenses rise. But if a company doesn't, morale declines. Furthermore, as you know, unions use minimum wage as a contract lever to exact from employers automatic across-the-board increases for all organized workers. In the marketplace, any increase in price must be justified by value delivered. But this logic is lost when labor costs rise by government fiat without adding one extra unit of productivity. Think about that, folks. Whenever the minimum wage goes up, you and I, whoever has to pay that increased wage, your cost goes up, but not one bit of new value is added. Let's call the minimum wage what it is, my friends, a political lie that actually hurts the poor and unskilled worker. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Times I remember.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.